Radio Prague News. President Zeman says speculation about his health is a campaign against him in the run-up to the presidential elections. Police will be out in force on November 17th in view of the record number of street gatherings and demonstrations being held in Prague on the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. And police have shelved the investigation into an attack on tennis star Petra Kvitová late last year. President Miloš Zeman has described speculation about his state of health as a campaign against him in the run-up to the presidential elections in January. In an interview published on the news site IDNES, the head of state said his only health problems was neuropathy that made it difficult for him to walk. Mr. Zeman said he had used a wheelchair once and this has caused a storm, but he did not expect to need one regularly for 10 or more years. He said he would not publish a complete medical report on his health as he had done so before in the form of statements from his doctors. Police will be out in force on November 17th to maintain law and order in view of the record number of street gatherings and demonstrations being held on the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. According to Prague City Hall, 24 events are officially registered of that 9 marches through the city. Commemorative events are traditionally taking place at Narodni Trida, where a communist police cracked down on a peaceful student march 28 years ago, Wenceslas Square and Albertov, which witnessed a brutal Nazi crackdown on Czech university students on October 28th of 1939. Police reinforcements are being sent to Prague from the regions and drivers have been warned to expect traffic restrictions in the city centre. Police say they have shelved the investigation into an attack on tennis star Petra Kvitová in December of last year due to lack of evidence. Although the Prostějov Tennis Club offered a reward of $3,850 for information leading to the arrest of the attacker, and the police received several hundred tips from the public, none of them helped move the investigation forward. Kvitová was attacked in her home in Prostějov last December by an unknown assailant who entered her apartment under the guise of checking a utility meter. She sustained severe injuries to her left hand as she fought for her life. After undergoing surgery and rehabilitation, she made her comeback at the French Open this year. The fiscal policy of the Czech National Bank should stabilise in the coming year or two, bringing interest rates to around 3%, the bank's Governor Jiří Rusnok said on Thursday. Rusnok said that inflation growth estimated at around 2% would spur the return to normal. Interest rates in the country have been at a record low for years. The central bank last raised the basic rate at the beginning of November, raising it by 0.25 to 0.5%. The health authorities are struggling to contain a hepatitis epidemic in Ústí nad Labem, north of Prague. Doctors report 30 new cases in the last 6 days alone. Altogether, 276 people have contracted the infectious disease in different parts of the city. Of the 30 new cases, 17 are children. Vaccinations are underway in schools and the locals have been asked to take precautions when visiting crowded places such as supermarkets and public transport. Doctors say it may take up to 2 months to contain the epidemic. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Friday is expected to be cloudy to overcast with rain or snow showers around the country and day temperatures between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. Coming up in today's program, Czech President Miloš Zeman is gearing up for a trip to Russia with a major Czech business delegation. Details in a moment. Then hear the remarkable story of František Suchý, who, as a teenager, showed incredible bravery in preserving the dignity of people who were executed by the Nazis and by the communist regime. And in the second half of the program, find out about an online dating agency which has begun catering especially to people who are disabled. That's all ahead. President Miloš Zeman begins an official visit to Russia on Monday with the largest Czech business delegation in 25 years, representing some 132 firms. According to some, the head of state's visit will open the door to important new opportunities, despite the fact that sanctions remain in place over Russia's intervention in eastern Ukraine and the annexation of Crimea. Will the trip truly provide new opportunities for Czech companies? That was a question Czech radio put to southern Bohemian politician and businessman Zdeněk Zbytek, who has eagerly backed the initiative. He has extensive experience of doing business in Russia and says the president's involvement will only help.
I'm part of a delegation on the trip to take part in the Russia Business Forum. The event is organized by the Association for Industry and Trade. The fact that we're joining the president is positive. I had to build my own position in Russia over 15 to 20 years, and today it's a lot tougher. The situation today is very different in terms of business, so without proper political ties, our business people would have no chance.
Some see the importance of the president on the journey as overstated, pointing to investments which failed to materialize following a similar initiative in China. At the same time, it is clear that diplomacy can open doors and should play a role. The head of independent new media site Hlidacipes.cz, Robert Břešťan, was asked if existing sanctions would have a detrimental effect.
Of course, Czech business will be hoping for new deals, and there's nothing wrong with that. Existing sanctions on Russia should not have an impact, because those are clearly defined and will not affect sectors represented here. Russia is interested in Czech and other foreign firms to manufacture products in Russia, made in Russia, so to speak, and such opportunities will not be affected by sanctions.
Companies interested in broadening existing business opportunities or setting the stage for new ones during the visit include many of the brand names one would expect, such as car manufacturer Škoda Auto or truck builders Tatra Kopřivnice. The delegation will travel to Russia in three separate planes. And during his visit, Czech President Zeman will meet not only with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but also Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Now we turn to this incredible story. As a teenager, František Suchý helped his father secretly record the names and hide the ashes of people executed by the Nazis and the communists. He himself was later sentenced to 25 years in a communist jail. Now, aged 90, he is due to receive a Memory of Nations Award on Friday's state holiday. Ian Willoughby has more.
František Suchý's father, also named František, was for two decades director of Prague's Strašnice crematorium. During the Nazi occupation and following the communist takeover of 1948, father and son took extremely brave action to preserve the dignity of people executed by those regimes. The pair made records of those who had been secretly incinerated during the night at the crematorium, their ashes destined for unmarked mass graves. They also hid urns containing the remains of some victims in a cemetery, so that one day they could receive a proper burial. Mr. Suchý, who held in his own hands the ashes of resistance leader General Josef Mašín and politician Milada Horáková, recalled their ruses in an interview for the Memory of Nations project.
When ashes were swept up, they were intended for a compost heap. But father relied on the fact that if anybody took an interest in this, he could show them ashes that were actually just ordinary ashes. Of course, human remains contain burned fragments of bones. One time, the head of Pankrác prison asked where he had put the ashes, and he said, in the compost. He said if they liked, they could dig it up, but the man just nodded and said he believed him.
František Suchý was just 16 years old when he began helping his father carry out this courageous work.
Of course I knew about it. It was happening at our place, and I copied the lists myself. One time I took a lift down to the crematory, where there were boxes of these victims, with blood flowing out of them, and so on. There was so much blood, you'd almost be wading in it. The people had had their heads chopped off, and the blood kept flowing out of them.
According to Mr. Suchý, his father said he couldn't cremate somebody if he didn't know their names. The Nazis therefore allowed him to look at their lists, but said if the identities were betrayed, he would meet the same fate. Sometimes Suchy Sr. got the Nazis drunk and managed to get his hands on the lists when he or the young František copied them down. Thanks to this, the fates of over 2,000 people executed by the Nazis were known to their families. Later, František's parents were jailed for helping another family defect. Things got worse for the Suchys when he himself was arrested for aiding a people smuggler working for US intelligence, who, after his capture, had been forced to betray him. Suchy was pressured to become a collaborator with the Communist Secret Police. However, he refused to do so despite being threatened with the gallows. Instead, in view of his age, he received 25 years in tough communist jails. He was released after serving half of that sentence. Now 90 years old, František Suchy will receive a Memory of Nations Award at the National Theatre on Friday, a state holiday marking the anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution.
And that was Ian Willoughby reporting there on the remarkable story of František Suchy. If you'd like to comment or if you have any questions, please write to english@radio.cz. And now it's time for today's main feature with Daniela Lazarova.
Jakub Bentl and his wife Christina, who run a successful personalized dating agency, recently made headlines by establishing an online dating agency catering specially to disabled people. I met with Jakub to talk about his work and what it takes to find love. He started by telling me what made him and his wife consider setting up a special online service for disabled clients.
Actually, the idea was already in 2015. Because we also have our individual personal dating agency. And in 2015, our current director of this project actually came to our dating agency. And he asked if we are also focused on this handicap, on these disabled people. And we said, yes, we are. Unfortunately, we found that there are several problems and issues that those people faces, and therefore we think that would be a great idea to create some special place for them where they can find their love.
So this person who came to you was himself disabled?
Yes, he is disabled.
And he tried to find someone through your dating agency?
Exactly.
And he was not successful, is that right?
He was successful at the end of the day, but through the process we actually find a lot of problems that those people faces. And because we are not
so... What problems are we talking about? Rejection?
It's some kind of rejection, but it's also the accessibility, the possibility to travel, to meet somewhere. And those, let's say, normal things that we don't see, but it's a problem for them. And we are saying that this website, this portal where you can find your love, which is specialized for disabled people, doesn't mean that this is only space only for disabled, because there is never written that disabled people has to be just only connected with someone who is disabled. It's not true. And usually people think about that it's page for disabled, therefore there is nobody else than disabled. It's not true. And we are trying to change this thinking of the people. And it's very difficult to say people, go there, be there. That somebody is disabled doesn't mean that immediately it's somebody outside of the society. No, the disability has several steps, several levels. And sometimes you even don't see that there is some disability. But maybe
so you're
there.
Running this new dating agency for disabled people, but basically anyone can use it.
Yes, definitely. We try to be that it's open space. We don't charge any fees. Everything is transparent. Everything is for free. And I think this is the way how to make it very wide and very interesting for everybody.
Is it just in the Czech Republic or is it...
Currently it's based in Czech Republic, but you know how it's with the internet. It's very, very simple to spread it over all the world. So we are starting in Czech Republic, but we would like to spread it.
How does it work? In what way is it special?
So in our personal individual company, we use special mathematical algorithm. It is not anywhere else because it was developed by me, therefore I can say that nobody can use it. And it's a unique statistical approach, how to find your love. And I know it's something very strange that you can say that love could be somehow statistically estimated. But what is the love? Love is something that you are with somebody, with your partner, and you have some common things. It could be in daily life, it could be how you want to spend your holidays, etc. And this is what we try to connect and match. And we are not focusing too much. How old are you? How you look like? No, this is not the case. We are focusing what you want in your life, in your daily life, in your sometimes just only once per year. If you want to go to the skiing, if you want to the sea. So we are collecting this information, and based on that information, we use the scoring between the partners, and this scoring tells you the information how the partner could be potentially good for you.
I would have thought that this is the basic criteria used by every dating agency.
No, it's not true, because usually they are asking you, how old are you, maybe what are your hobbies, but they are asking you, for example, what you are actually doing. So, okay, I do gym, it's perfect, but it's not what you would like to do. And people don't focus what they want to do. And if you want to find your love, change your, it's something kind of changing your life. Because, for example, if 10 years you are not with somebody, you cannot find anybody, then you want to change it, you want to find somebody, you have to change also a little bit yourself. And this is what we do in our individual dating agency, that we focus on personal development, on coaching. And it's not just only that here is profile, do you like it, do you not like it. It's not about that. It's about who you are and where you want to be in one year, 2 years, etc. So it's kind of personal development. But this is what we can only offer in our individual dating company, because on the website there is not too much space to do it. This is actually disadvantage of websites. On the other hand, we face it, the problem about the accessibility, traveling with those, let's say, handicapped group of people, that we think that for them this is a good start how to find somebody. But on the other hand, also on our website, we provide extra services as a coaching, some psychological discussion, etc., and the people to be a little bit more developed, a little bit know about it. Because it's not just only about personal development in terms of what you want, but people a lot of make mistakes when they find the right partner. And that's the problem. They meet him, and at the end of the day, they said, oh, it was very good, but it didn't work. And why? Sometimes they said something wrongly, something just, it could be one sentence, and one sentence could completely destroy your date. So it's very interesting, and it's a little bit like really science.
So you offer your clients the service of a coach?
Yes.
And a psychologist. Basically, you guarantee 100% success of this first date and their relationship in the time to come. Is that right?
Not exactly. We offer the coach, and the coach in our individual company provides you he's somehow leader of the whole process of the finding your partner. But we cannot guarantee anything. This is something in love, in the topic of love, you cannot guarantee anything, unfortunately. I would like to, but it's a love. And we can find somebody who is potentially the best for you. There are some common things that you like, that you would like to do in the future. For example, look on the children, where you want to live, in a big city, in a small city, etc. This is what we can influence. On the other hand, we cannot influence the chemistry between you, because it can be the best partner for you according to the statistics, even maybe according to the coaches, which they think it could be the right stuff. On the other hand, then you are on the date and maybe something does not work. And we try to help our clients to actually make the problematic space between those clients so small that it just only depends at the end of the day on them. But it's not something about some bad behavior, some mistakes that there are people doing, and this is what we try to change.
If you found this perfect method of seeking the right partner for someone, how long does it take on average?
It's a good question, and I'll also again answer you, it depends on you. Because usually if the people are prepared to start a date, to find somebody, and they are really prepared, it could take maybe 2-3 months. On the other hand, if you think that you are prepared, for example, your old relationship just break up maybe 1 month ago, and you are not prepared to go to the new one, then you need maybe half year to overtake this period and start it again. And sometimes people think that they are prepared. They are saying, we are ready to change something, but they are not. I have like a good example. If, for example, if you want to weight your lose your weight, you go start to gym. You find some trainer that will start to make exercise with you, and you think that that's it, and it will come. And you go there, and you think that the guy will train you, will exercise instead of you, and everything will be fine. No, you have to start to do it. So it doesn't mean that if you have trainer, then everything will be okay. It's up to you. And this is exactly the case about finding love, finding good right partner, because it's up to you. And firstly, and I tell this to all clients, you need to change your mind, because if you will not do it, then you cannot do it.
How do you know that your algorithm, that the questions that you have, your criteria for finding the person, a perfect partner, are better than anyone else's, are special, are right? Did you find your wife with the help of these?
I found my wife on the internet. So we have the personal experience of the website where you can fill some information, and maybe this was the starting point when we start to think that there is something missing. And this was the idea we went through. We discussed many times, and we looked on many web pages, many dating sites, even in Czech Republic, even in all the old world. We analyzed all areas that they asked, and what is the impact, how does it look like at the end, why it's used. And we collect all of this information. We try to pick up the questions, the areas that are important according to us. And this is still a learning process. So we cannot say that the algorithm now is developed and it's developed and it is the best in the world and I will not change it. No, it's still developing. It has to react on social environment. And definitely it will not be the same for Czech Republic. It will not be the same maybe for Slovak Republic. And if we will go some abroad from the Europe, it will be completely different. So every time the algorithm has to be adjusted for country, maybe for some society. And important thing is that we try to set up every time the algorithm for each individual client personally. So it means that the settings is so variable that you can change it for all the clients. Question not, questions are fixed. On the other hand, you can change how important are the questions for the client.
How personal are these questions?
How personal? I would say that a lot. We ask in all areas. So there is actually no secret topic, because with your partner, anyway, at the end of the day, you will have to tell everything.
Do so, people lie? People tend to make themselves better, don't they, when they're filling a questionnaire like this? Is that a problem that you face?
Yes, we face. And that's the difference between internet and our individual personal dating company. Because with our company, we have real pictures, because it's our photographs. It's not like that on the website, there could be everything. The picture could be 5 years, maybe younger, the guy or girl. That's the problem on the internet. On the individual coaching, it's not like that, because our coach sees the client, so there is immediately feedback how the client looks like, if the age corresponds to what he tells us. And the process is quite long. The coach meets the client several times. We also have psychologists. So there is many, many meeting points with the client, and after some time, you know how we behave. And there is very much more important thing that you don't have on the internet or on any other website or any dating companies. We have feedback from a date. After the date, we collect information from women and from men, and we ask how was the date and how was the feeling about the partner. And from that, you know the most. Because, as you said, your client can say, I'm the best, I know this, I am very... Everything is at the beginning, everything is perfect. But after the date, we receive the real feedback. And based on that, we can adjust our information. We can help to our clients, because sometimes there's only people who make just mistakes on the date, because it's simple. They are nervous. It's some new situation for them and they make mistakes. It could be even the clothes. It could be some behavior. It could be if you pay the bill or not. It's some kind of small, tricky stuff. And sometimes it helps only to change one or two things, and the date is 100, 200% better.
Do Do you try to influence your clients via the coach, psychologist?
Yes, definitely, because people need a change. So we influence them, we tell them the truth. And I think this is the most important, because if you speak with your friends, maybe with your family every time, they try to support you, which is nice. On the other hand, it could happen that there is not the truth. And you need the truth to change a little bit yourself. Because, as I said, if you have a problem, you are looking for a coach, then there is some problem. And we try to help you to find this problem and solve the problem. And then you can start dating.
When you look for ideal partners, do you look for people who have the same qualities, the same temperament and want the same things? Or do you look for people who are complementary?
It's a nice question. And there is a lot of opinions on the market that, let's say, the complementary is that what should be the right stuff. And I don't believe it too much in that. Because in this, if it's a little bit opposite, it could be maybe from short time being very good because the partners find something new. For example, if somebody wanted to be at home and the second partner is traveling somewhere around the world, it's nice for the second partner that sees, oh, it will be nice, I will be everywhere in the world. But it's just only temporary usually, because this is some change, this is some fresh air that you find. But at the end of the day, you want to be with somebody who is the same like you. I'm not saying the same, but similar. Of course, you are not able to find the same people. But people are usually more... The stable relationships, what is our experience, is where the partners are similar.
And that was Jakub Mertl. He was Daniela Lazarova's guest in our main feature this day. That brings us just about to the end of today's program. Don't forget, though, that you can find many more stories from Prague, from the Czech capital, and from the Czech Republic on our website. Radio.cz is the address to visit. Also, Radio Prague is, of course, on the social networks on Facebook and Twitter. So you can look us up there. I'm Jan Wellinger. Thank you so much for joining us this day, and take care.